Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's August 28th, and I'm wearing a Chicago White Sox new era 5950 with a 1901 to 1995 95-year side patch purchased from Ground Minded and a Ghost Pins logo pin purchased from Ghost Pins. First off, love, love, love this pin. More designers need to do the magnetic stay so you don't have to punch a hole through the buck wrap. Make sure to check out ghost-pins.com, where I think they have a sale going on right now. The White Sox wore this cap logo from 87 and 90, so I felt like it was appropriate to pair up this pin because old Comiskey gave up the ghost after that 1990 season. Every time I get to new Comiskey, I can't help but feel the ghost of the old joint looking over my shoulder. This place opened in 91 as the shell of what had been the oldest yard in the league was being ripped to shreds. The Sox were on an upswing at that point, finishing with a 94-68 record, their best since the winning ugly division champs in 83. On this date in 1983, local product Greg Luzinski, the pride of Niles Notre Dame High School, stood right here and launched a meteor for his third Comiskey roof shot of the season off the Red Sox oil can boy. Just for good measure, the Bull would add another cloud in the eighth off of Doug Bird, telling the Pale Hose to a 6-2 victory over the Crimson Shot Cousins.